Shell's ethane cracker is scheduled to begin construction later this year. The state has approved its plan to control air pollution, but many in the region worry what impact the plant and others that might be built in the future will have on the region's air. For our series, Hazardous to Your Health, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks at the future of Western Pennsylvania's air quality as the chemical industry comes to town.
Val Berkich grew up in Beaver County. The 42-year-old is just a hair too young to remember the prime days of the county's steel industry.
When I was born, the mills were still running, but you know, by the time I was 10 years old or so, they were pretty much shut down.
Many well-paying jobs left the county, but so did a lot of air pollution. Berkich doesn't want to see it return. That's why the freelance writer and father of two was against the Shell plant going in less than 2 miles from his house in the town of Beaver.
You know, with having two young kids, trying to raise two young kids here, and then you hear that these plants can, the chemicals that they release, you know, some of them are known carcinogens.
Beaver County's air already fails to meet federal air quality standards. Shell's plant will be a major source of a variety of pollutants, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. It will emit chemicals that make smog and particle pollution, which have been linked to heart and lung diseases and cancer-causing chemicals. But the DEP has approved the plant's emissions control strategy, and the company is expecting to begin construction on the $6 billion plant this fall. Shell's vast construction site along the Ohio River was relatively quiet on a recent afternoon. Workers sprayed down a pair of cement trucks, and a utility crew worked on a power line. To cut down on its pollution, the company will build scrubbers to reduce emissions from its furnaces, which will turn natural gas from the region into the building blocks of plastics. It will also conduct continuous monitoring and use modern low-emissions equipment to handle potentially dangerous gases. But environmental groups want the company to go further and have sued to force Shell to conduct fence line monitoring of the plant to test whether any gases are escaping from the site. Shell is permitted to release up to 30 tons a year of hazardous air pollutants. These are a group of more than 180 toxic chemicals the EPA tracks, including known or suspected carcinogens. A University of Pittsburgh scientist found the plant would add air pollution equivalent to an extra 36,000 cars a day. John Graham is a senior scientist with the Clean Air Task Force. He says fence line monitoring is an easy way to assure the community that the cracker is safe.
The simplest thing to do is just measure it and confirm that either it is or isn't a problem. You know, hopefully it's not a problem.
The state decided Shell's pollution controls were enough and that fence line monitoring wasn't necessary. In an email, a Shell spokesman said the company was, quote, agreeable to the idea, but it hasn't finalized anything yet. The email went on to stress that the cracker is replacing a dirty zinc smelter, and the company believes it can have, quote, a vibrant modern manufacturing facility coexisting with a healthy community. But Graham isn't only concerned about Shell's cracker. The region could support several more like it, and Graham worries Beaver County could someday look like Louisiana, where chemical facilities line both banks of the Mississippi River between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. EPA recently found one part of that corridor had by far the largest cancer risk from air pollution in the country.
Comparing that part of the country to other parts of the country, that's just night and day, I guess, is really how I'd characterize it. And so there's a potential for that kind of, you know, if you get that amount of development in Beaver County, you could move the same direction.
But lots of people in Beaver County aren't worried about having too many chemical plants. They like the jobs those plants would create. At the height of the estimated 4-year construction period, Shell's ethane cracker will employ 6,000 workers. Developers are building hotels nearby to house those workers, and local unions are training apprentices to fill construction jobs. When it's completed, the cracker will employ 600 people. Outside the nearby Beaver Valley Mall, Bobby Wilson said the plant was a net positive for the region. Wilson is a pastor of a church in the town of Beaver Falls. Some of his congregants are trying to get work on the plant's construction.
We weren't here during the steel mill age. Our parents or grandparents did it, and now we just need the opportunity to be able to make money for our families because the area is suppressed, quite frankly.
Gary Rombold is also excited for the plant and thinks it will be much cleaner than the industry of old.
Well, I grew up in the 50s with the steel mills, where you couldn't lay out sometimes in the daytime to get a tan because of the smoke and the soot.
Rombold has a son who had to leave the area to find a job. He thinks Shell's plant could reverse the trend of young people leaving the county.
So there has to be a happy medium. And I don't think down there they're going to create any pollution. I really don't. In today's world, you can't do that.
His optimism isn't shared by Denise Poole. After moving to the town of Beaver 3 years ago, she and her husband decided to sell their house and move because they didn't want to live across the river from the cracker.
We loved that place, and that was where we were going to stay and live. So yeah, I feel forced out.
I met up with Poole after work at a local Panera. She said she hadn't paid much attention to the plant until about a year and a half ago, when she started getting flyers in the mail from Shell.
In one of them, it said, there's a potential for explosions. And I was like, what?
She started going to public hearings and researching the plant. She and her husband Mike watched a documentary about pollution from the chemical industry in Louisiana.
Yeah, it was like an aha moment where I just said to Mike, look, you have to read this stuff and see what you think, but I think we need to move.
As for Berkich, the freelance writer, he's not leaving, at least not yet.
You know, I've lived here my entire life. This is where my family is. This is my home. So I'm going to stick it out and, you know, see what happens.
He says he hopes that Shell keeps its word, that it won't pollute his hometown. But if it does, he says, he may leave too. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.